Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Film Columbia is a five-day festival dedicated to showing world-class independent and international films produced by the Chatham Film Club. The festival has consistently offered its audiences an early look at films that go on to garner critical acclaim, major box office success, and awards. This year's festival kicks off today and runs through Sunday in Chatham and Hudson, in addition to screenings of anticipated films like The Imitation Game, Lowdown, Birdman, and many others. The festival includes industry panels, filmmaker events, and great parties. Here to tell us more are Festival Executive Director and Vanity Fair Contributing Editor, Peter Biskin. Peter, good morning, and thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning.
And Festival Director Calliope Nicholas joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you with us. So, Peter, let's begin with you as to how you would describe the tenor of this year's event.
Extremely good.
There you go.
It's really the best festival we've ever done, and I'm very, very proud of it, and I'm very happy to be able to present these films to our audience.
What is it? At what point do you know that it's going to be okay?
Well, what really makes or breaks our festival is the evening films, because they're in the evening, we obviously get better attendance for those films than anything else. And when I have two or three, those are the films usually that are most highly anticipated, have the name casts of name movie stars. When I can feel that I have three of them in the bag, I feel that we're basically home free.
What does it take to get those films in the bag?
Groveling.
Yeah, groveling? A lot of groveling?
No, a lot of groveling. No begging. No, I mean, you know, by this time we don't really have... I'm joking a little bit. But because by this time, this is our 15th year, and the distributors know us, they trust us, and it's not as hard to get those kinds of films as it used to be when we were first starting. So... if we ask for them, we can get them. I mean, some films I wanted, I couldn't get, but the distributors have been wonderful in supporting us.
Yeah, they've been great.
So once you have that nailed down, Calliope, then putting it all together.
It is quite a few different pieces that have to come together to make sure everything runs smoothly. And as a matter of fact, I was just telling Peter this morning that there's one film that we haven't gotten in yet because it's so new that they're still making they're still putting it into the format that we need to be able to get it to us. So they're going to ship it to us today, and the screening is on Saturday. So, you know, so it's
so you're just going to be like waiting for the FedEx guy to show up.
I know, exactly. He's our most popular guy.
Yeah.
Praying that he shows. I don't want to jinx us, but I think in 15 years.
It's only been one.
Only one film has not shown up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But that is, it's a little nerve-wracking, you know, especially as the festival's starting today to make sure that all the films are in or else in transit. And of course, that's just the start of it. You're talking about putting together all the different venues, all the volunteers. There's 100 different pieces.
And then the panels are such a large part of it, making sure everybody shows up and then you get what you want out of those panels.
Right, right.
What do you think it is that people like about that opportunity to talk about film in a specified way?
I think they like having an opportunity to get up and close and personal with the panelists, with the filmmakers that come in. They want to, you know, not only do they want to be among the first to see these films that we're bringing in from all over the world, but also they want to... They like getting behind the scene a little bit of the whole filmmaking process of the film. And, of course, for instance, with Peter's panel, which is going to be on film review, to really get into the thought process of reviewing films, what that takes. So I think they like having that proximity to being able to interact with these people.
Because you're doing it, how to read a film review.
Well, yeah, I guess the impetus behind it was that, you know, you read so many reviews of, you meet so many good reviews, positive reviews of bad films. You go to the film and you hated the film and you think, how could this film have gotten those kinds of reviews? And vice versa, bad reviews of films one really likes. And some of that, of course, is taste.
Right.
But, you know, film reviewers are under all sorts of pressures. And I wanted to do a panel that sort of gets into the nitty-gritty of what it's like to write reviews and what kinds of pressures they experience. I mean, both from the, you know, from the publication they work for or the website they work for. A lot of the issues that confront reviews that people generally don't really know about or think about.
Owen Gleiberman is going to be on as part of the panel.
Yeah, he was the lead reviewer for the Entertainment Weekly for like 25 years.
And you know, I love Entertainment Weekly. It's a great magazine, and I've always enjoyed it, and because they have great writers and great reviewers. And slowly, little by little, they've let them all go, and the writing has become really crappy. And I've always said to myself, well, at least they still have Owen, and now they don't have Owen anymore. And that's unfortunate.
Yes, it is unfortunate, but fortunate for us because he's able to come.
Yeah, well, that's true. And he's now with BBC.
He's now with the BBC, which is a nice gig, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we have people from, we have a woman from BuzzFeed. We have Wesley Morris from Grantland, who won a Pulitzer Prize. And we have Eric Cohn, who's the lead reviewer for IndieWire, which is one of the big, you know, film blogs.
That's Allison Wilmore.
Yes.
As far as the films that you're going to show, we mentioned them briefly. Talk a little bit about the big ones that you nailed down and what people can expect.
Well, Imitation Game, as people probably already know, is the story of Alan Turing, the cryptographer who decoded the German Enigma machines in World War II. He was also a pioneer in artificial intelligence and computers, and was gay, and was actually prosecuted by the British government after the war and committed suicide. It's a very, very sad, tragic story.
That's screening tonight at 7 p.m.
The Crandall. It's at 7 o'clock. And Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays Turing, is everyone says it's an Oscar. At least an Oscar nomination, possibly an Oscar-winning performance. The next night is Birdland with Michael Keaton and Edward Norton. People have gone crazy about that film, it's roughly loosely based on Keaton's career. He played Batman in two films, and then his career nosedived, and he sort of disappeared. And The Foxcatcher on Friday night, is based on a true story with Steve Carell, has gotten incredible reviews at the festivals it's played at. And then we have, of course, the sneak preview on Saturday night, which is also a very well-received film, which I am unfortunately not at liberty to disclose the title.
You can't. And both Foxcatcher and the Saturday Night Sneak have sold out.
And then Wild on Sunday with Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. People are talking about her for a nomination for Best Actress.
Yeah.
So when you look at the event as a whole of surviving for 15 years and doing what you do, how has it grown? And are you at the point you like where it is now as far as time and date and events and duration and all of that?
I think
it's worked out well. This, you know, usually around the third week of October, we've got the fall foliage, of course. We're a little bit past that, but it's still a beautiful time of year to be up here. It's after some of the other major film festivals have played, so we're able to get some of the films from there. And, I feel like that if we're not always tweaking and improving and growing, then we're not doing enough with the film festival. And so this year we're expanding to Hudson. Hudson is a county seat for Columbia County, and it felt like it was a natural thing for us to do. So we've got the new venue that's set up there for this year, the Hudson Lodge on 6th and Union Street. And we're excited about that. So we've got films there, and of course we've got the three venues. And this year in Chatham, and then this year we're starting at noon today and running all the way through Sunday night, which, you know, at year one was 2 days, and now we're here, we're full 5 days in two different towns. So
Hudson is very, I mean, this expansion to Hudson is very important for us because I feel Hudson is an exploding community, which I'm sure you know.
Sure.
New restaurants, new hotels, new galleries, and it's underserved as far as films go. And so we thought, you know, this is a golden opportunity to bring the festival to a whole new audience, which and there's nothing like it for them. So we're very excited about that, as Calliope said.
Film Columbia kicks off today with a screening of Winter Sleep, this year's Palme d'Or winner, at the Cannes Film Festival at noon today. The festival runs through Sunday in Chatham and Hudson, New York. To learn more about the entire schedule and to find out about the panels and the parties and everything else, go to filmcolumbia.org, filmcolumbia.org. Peter Biskind and Calliope Nicholas, thank you so much for coming in. Have a wonderful time at the festival this
Great.
Year.
Thank you
for sharing with us. Appreciate it. We post all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.